Welcome back to episode 6 of 7. We're so close. We've got one left. These last two are about house clearings or home clearings, office clearings, space clearings. So these are shared experiences that Stina and I both had. And so we'll both be kind of telling the story of what happened during these clearings. And so for anyone listening that's trying to understand, well, what's a clearing? What are you talking about? We'll explain it a little bit, but thank you for joining us for this mystical series. We hope you've enjoyed it so far, and we hope that we've been able to provide some kind of break from the holidays and all the hustle and bustle. Clearings, what are they? Basically, it's, you know, taking a look at a space and being able to get a sense of the energy in the space, whether there are beings there or, you know, any kind of energy that maybe it doesn't belong there, or anything that's affecting pretty much the space. Kind of similar to when we do readings for people, but it's more about the place that you're in, the place that you're occupying. And, you know, like maybe you walk into a place and it doesn't feel right, you know, and so you're picking up on some kind of energy that's there. And so basically what we'll do is we'll come in. If someone says, hey, I'm feeling like this space is kind of funky, can you take a look? And that's what we do. We will psychically look at the place and then pick up on any residual energy or any history that's been in the place and anything that's affecting the energy and the people in it, because the energy will affect, obviously, the people that are in it. We were called in, or we were asked to look at a space, and just for the sake of anonymity and not wanting to give out personal information, we'll just say that it's a space and we won't mention names. So Stina and I were asked to look at a space, and the layout was interesting because we were looking at the building, let's say, that was occupied by not just the person that was calling us in, but by, they had different occupants on different floors. And so I guess from the outside, everything looked great, beautiful layout, lots of history you could tell in the building. And I don't really, and Stina, you can jump in if you want to talk about whatever sense you got, but walking into it, I didn't really feel anything necessarily different. To me, it seemed okay. It wasn't until we started kind of just tuning into the energy of the space that stuff came up. How did you feel just walking in?
Yeah, I think it was kind of similar to as you described. The place or the house itself, it didn't really come across as something very heavy at first when you walked into it. But I think I picked up on some stuff around the house. Maybe not the garden, but like where it's grass and trees and everything, that there was a lot of energy around it, and maybe some stuff from a war, or people have been fighting. Maybe people were buried around the area. I'm not sure.
So you did pick up on a lot, yeah, of energy outside?
Yeah, most on the outside, I think I picked up quite quickly. But then again, I think I noticed that when we started tuning in, because this is also, we were there physically.
Yes.
For this. It wasn't remote, as we are talking about in the next episode. When you were tuning in, I think there was a lot of different stuff that was coming up as well, and from different time zone, not time zones, but different timelines or like decades. This place has a lot of history.
Actually, it's interesting because I feel like we were called to a specific spot and then we sat down on the floor. Which is, I mean, you know, there were places to sit, but we just decided, I don't know, like we were drawn to a specific spot and we just sat on the floor and started, you know, tuning in, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I enjoyed it. Some of the stuff was not so enjoyable to see, but I'll talk about one thing. So again, trigger warning, in case there are young ears listening, you might not want this part out there for them. I might want to skip it. So what I had picked up on was this particular room. It felt like there was someone in there. And when I started looking, I could see that it was, again, this is in my mind's eye. I didn't see with my physical eyes. in meditation, I could see that there was a man, and he was dressed in like old period clothing. He looked disheveled, like a greasy hair, dark. It was kind of like shoulder length, not shaven. His face looked tired, looked worn, and just his energy was just very heavy and very sad almost, or upset. And what I saw was, unfortunately, the way that he died was by hanging. And the scenes that kept coming up, and I'm not sure if this was even specific to the place that we were, that this even happened there, but this man was there and maybe this happened to him. The scenes that were coming up were of a courthouse and like some kind of trial, and he was accused of something and he said he didn't do it, but he hung for it. And I could see like wooden beams or rafters, exposed wooden beams, and him hanging with a rope. Now, the place where we were at didn't look anything like this. So again, I don't know if it was there and it changed over time, or if this was someplace around there and this man happened to just, the spirit happened to walk in there and was occupying that space. Anyways, it felt like it was something heavy that he was carrying with him and he was unhappy. And so once we kind of helped him move on, I think you were picking up on some things that had to do with like wartime. And I remember there was a point where we were describing, I don't know, like something wartime and lots of people maybe coming in and out of this particular location. And then you were starting to either describe something that you were seeing or you were starting to clear it out. I don't remember. And we didn't record it, so we don't know what point this was at. But do you want to tell what happened?
Yeah. I think I described something that happened just right outside where the house was built. And while I was describing that, we heard this noise that was very loud. And it was right behind, like, I had my back towards where the sound came from. So I startled, like, I jumped and got scared. I don't know if it was, like, a branch that hit the window or whatever it was loud.
Yeah, it was so loud. Because you had just, I remember you finished saying something, and I think you were starting to clear it. That's the thing. You were starting to work on clearing it. So, like, when we see things, you know, we describe it, we talk about how it affects the place, and then we clear it. That's the whole point, is we're trying to move on energy or run, go through it and get it out. I think you were starting to do that. And I started saying something, but I didn't even finish saying what I was going to say because it's loud. It was like, oh, man. But it was so loud. It felt like it hit the whole side of the building. It wasn't coming from a little spot. It wasn't coming from a corner. It was across the whole wall. And I think that was the startling part of it, too. I didn't even have time to react. I reacted to your reactions. So you jump, and I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, what was that? You know, but the advantage I had, I think, was I was facing it. So it wasn't so scary. It was startling. But I think for you, because you had your back to it, you couldn't see. But you knew it was coming from behind you. So that must have been even more terrifying. It was so loud. I don't know how we kept going after that, but we kept going. And nothing like that happened again. But we kept trying to describe, like, okay, more things that were coming up. And I think what we were seeing is almost like if you're doing a reading for someone and going through past lives, we were going through the past lives of the space. And so it was kind of cool to see. And the person that we were helping out was trying to research too, I think, and maybe recall the history of the place because they knew more about it than we did. We actually didn't know anything about it, but it was just research that I think they were trying to pull up to see if they could verify what we were saying and see how much of it matched. To me, it was an interesting experience. I enjoyed bringing in light and, you know, all the positive energy and filling it with gold like we usually do. And it felt different once I think we left because it was already cleared out.
Yeah, I agree. And there is something, I don't know if you knew this before, but there had been some renovation done to the place. And in like the energy of this guy you saw hanging, because you saw like this heavy energy, energy one spot. That was a spot where they had renovated, and there had been issue with the shipment, with putting it up, with the company that was going to fix some stuff.
And oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. Now you
know.
Yeah, it was so much issues with that stuff. So,
all right. But,
yeah.
That was fun. I think that was the first time we had done like a clearing. It was the first time I'd done a clearing, I think, on location, like physically.
Yeah.
At a place.
Yeah, me too. I haven't done that. Well, I've done my own like apartment, but it's so different, like in a space where you don't really have knowledge about, or you don't live in, and do it physically and with people too.
Yeah, it's very a whole cool. different experience.
It is.
It live and in person.
Yeah. And for people that is out there and curious too, you don't have to do this while it's dark. You can do and clear everything, even though it's light outside and daytime.
And you don't have to do it in person. Like we
do
a lot of the work remotely. So we'll talk about that in the next episode.
Yeah. Okay. So stay tuned. And we will, or you will hear us tomorrow. So thank you for listening, and goodbye.